This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, before we get Lance in here and get started with the inside connection, we will continue our coverage of what happened overnight, an air attack on Caracas, Venezuela, in which the Delta forces went in and captured Maduro, the president, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife, and have flown them back to this country where they will stand charges. The Attorney General Pam Bondi has spoken, and the president will speak at 11, and we'll have that for you today. CBS Radio News, KDKA, at 11 o'clock. So here he is, first show of the new year, and I actually talked to the producer of the Big K Morning Show the other night, and he had an early morning wake-up call to join Larry on the Big K Morning Show to talk about the Affordable Care Act. You did a great job there. Listen, we're friends, we're family. You really had a struggle here over the last month as far as your health is concerned, but all's well that ends well, and my good friend Dr. David Lasorda, AHN, got you up and running again, and I'm so happy and blessed to see you again, and hopefully a much happier and healthy new year, although your daughter got married, you're going to a baby shower today, the other daughter, so life's pretty good, but it was a challenge for you, was it not?
Yeah, well, it seems like it's been forever since I've been here, you know, a couple months, and yeah, I definitely went through a little bit of a health scare and, you know, ended up with getting a stent put in, you know, but all, as you said, all is well that ends well. I was able to avoid the heart attack and all of that. Good thing I go to the gym regularly because I started passing out at the gym, and that's what that got the ball started on them looking for what was going wrong.
Well, again, good friend Dr. David Lasorda, cardiologist, AHN, Highmark Healthcare Company. He's up and running. He's here, and that is a good thing. I got to tell you, record-breaking year for MediConnect, and that is because you guys are the best at what you do.
Yeah, great team. I mean, again, our goal, same as it was 6-7 years ago when we started on the show, is to make individual healthcare simple, right? Because unfortunately, it's not. It's confusing. Medicare is confusing. What's going on with the ACA right now is confusing. And we've just been able to really build our brand and build the consistency, the consumer loyalty over the last 10 years. So yes, a record-breaking year. We helped 300% more people this enrollment period than we did the previous one. I know we had a few people fall through the cracks. I'm never one, hey, I'm the CEO, the buck stops with me. You know, we ramped up heavy, Rob, for AAP to try to help as many people as we can. We almost doubled our staff. And, you know, we still had some people fall through the cracks. If you're listening and that was you, hey, I'm sorry. You know, we really do care about our people. We care about the city. But we're here. We're running. We helped 75 people yesterday, first day of the year after New Year's Day. So, like, we're back at it. This matters to us.
We went from the annual enrollment to the open enrollment. Explain what we're in right now.
Yeah, so the open enrollment was brought back a few years ago, which is basically when people don't review their coverage in the annual enrollment period, October 15th to December 7th, they get another opportunity if they have a Medicare Advantage plan. Or if they change plans and they're not happy with their decision, they have another opportunity. So basically, from January 1st, Rob, to March 31st, people that have Medicare Advantage plans can review their coverage, and they have the opportunity to make one change should it be beneficial to them.
What we're also going to do is open up the phone lines. We've been doing this in recent weeks at the end of the annual enrollment, and we'll do it throughout the open enrollment. So you have any questions about Medicare, your coverage, you need help, you can call us in real time. Our number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, and of course, 888-818-6334. We have advisors standing by, as we always do, from now until noon. We're going to tell you about some seminars, the webinar, all that good stuff, but you can find out everything you need at MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. So important Medicare timing updates, MediConnect education announcement we're going to get to, and then, of course, January 3rd, this day in history, and our trivia question as well. So let's get right back to Lance O'Brien.
Yeah, so I want to get out there also. We just talked about the OEP. We got to talk about SEP, which stands for Special Enrollment Period. Rob, there was a lot of people, as we've talked about over the last few months, that lost their coverage or had their plan not renew for the new year. If they did not make a decision on new coverage, they still have a special enrollment period. They have until the end of February to select new coverage. Now, if they do it now, it'll be effective for February 1st, right? If they do it in February, it'll be effective for March 1st. It's very, very important for them to do that, because if they don't do it by the end of February, they may end up without a plan or supportive coverage for the rest of this year. So, and what I'm afraid of and what I'm worried about is there's some people who didn't open their mail, who didn't take the time to look at things, and they're going to go to their first doctor's appointment this year, and they're going to be like, your plan isn't there. If that happens to you, don't panic. There's still time. But yes, open enrollment important, special enrollment very important, and then the end of ACA subsidies as well, which we're going to talk about a little bit later.
All right, so what do you say we get to this date in history?
Yeah, let's do it. I don't have a lot of stuff this morning, but we'll hit on the big ones. On this date, January 3rd, 1959, Alaska became the 49th state.
Not that long ago.
No, I mean, heck, we were watching Pretty Woman last night. It came out in 1990, and we're like, man, life is going fast. You know, things are going quickly, but had the chance to go to Alaska last year, and just I didn't think I'd like it because I'm not a cold weather guy. I absolutely loved it. Have you ever been?
No.
Stunning. It's truly a stunning
state. Let's put it this way. Is that in either Allegheny or Beaver County?
It's not remotely close to there.
I've never been there.
There you go. Also on this day, 1961, U.S. breaks diplomatic relations with Cuba, which was a big decision that obviously had long-term consequences.
Here's what's ironic. This story that I've been covering since the jump this morning in the 4 a.m. hour, one of the biggest exporters of oil from Venezuela is Cuba. And Cuba has their army, their national army, basically watching Nicolas Maduro. So that has been his security, too. So there's a lot of similarities in between what's going on now with Venezuela and Cuba. So rather interesting.
No, for sure. And then in 1977, probably didn't seem like much back at the time, but Apple Computer was incorporated. And obviously, we know over the last 50 years, the impact that that company has had on our society.
Yeah, and it's sad to think that Steve Jobs has been gone as long as he's been gone.
Yeah, I mean, he was gone way too long in his 50s, and, you know, definitely a sad thing.
Absolutely. Okay, trivia question, 412-922-1020. If you think you know the answer, you're going to get a $15 Get-Go gas card.
So, as we said, Alaska became the 49th state in 1959 on this date. How much did the United States pay Russia for Alaska in 1867? We're going back to junior high history and social studies class on this one. How much did the United States pay Russia for Alaska in 1867?
I got to ask you something.
Yes.
It wasn't Putin. Okay, I get it. But why would they give up all the oil and all the real estate for I'm not going to give out the answer, but it's kind of pennies on the dollar.
Well, that's the interesting thing. At the time, the Secretary of State was William Seward for the United States, and they called it Seward's Folly. They thought he made the biggest mistake ever for spending the money that he did, because at the time they thought Alaska was a barren wasteland. It was only later that they realized how
rich
it was, because the initial thing on it was Seward's Folly, right? He it's popular in history. He made a massive mistake, but now he made one of the best deals ever.
Well, forget about anything other than one thing, security. Can you imagine if Russia still owned that and they had military observations and outposts and bases up and down throughout Alaska? They'd be like on our back door.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it really like 10 miles or something? It's a very short distance between those two land masses. So yeah, it worked out 150 years ago for sure.
So what do you go through? I know what I've gone through when I've been AGH and have had surgeries and stuff. We talk about healthcare every week, but let me just say, and I'm sure you agree, because it's done a whole lot for me whenever I'm on the inside being looked out for or taken care of. It gives me a whole new perspective. It makes me realize even more how important what we do every day is.
It is. I mean, obviously, you know, as somebody who's 54, you know, I wasn't expecting to go through this and walk through it. But I felt like I was in good hands. I had confidence in the doctors. I wish that it was kind of tricky with what was going on with me. They were having a hard time
pinpointing
exactly what it was. But once they got there, I had a lot of confidence in how things were going to work out. And they did a great job. You know, and I feel great now.
Well, but this is another example why regular checkups are good and having a family PCP doctor, because this guy's in really good shape, eats right, exercises. And this would have been the last thing that you would have thought you needed a stent.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, my mom passed away 11 years ago at Thanksgiving. And when she did, that was really the motivation, because I wasn't always in the shape I was in now. You know, both of my parents had open heart surgery in their 50s. My mom had a 3 bypass at about 56. My dad, what's the most bypass you can have, Rob, is a 7. He had a 7.
Both in their 50s.
He had a 7 bypass about 59 years old.
Wow.
So, like, I was like, well, I want to kind of reverse history if I can. I'm going to do everything I can. Lost 40 pounds, you know, changed lifestyle. And again, it worked out very fortunate for me.
Winner is Robert in Gibsonia, and here's the winning answer.
Yeah, so how much did the United States pay Russia for Alaska in 1867? The answer is $7.2 million, which seems like a lot of money. But for 600,000 square miles, it came out to 2 cents an acre.
What? Honestly, I'm not the deal maker, but that deal seems almost unbelievable. I mean,
yeah.
7.2, I'm going to give you Alaska. You can't even get a house for that price in Beverly Hills.
Congratulations to Robert, and congratulations to William Seward for making good deals.
No, you know it. That's a great deal. Okay, we'll come back. He's got a lot of stuff to get to. Don't forget, 888-818-6334. You can call directly right now, set up an appointment. Never a charge for their services. Great to have our man back, Lance O'Brien, hosting MediConnect, the Inside Connection.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake,
delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so this guy just made my day. Listen, I had to cut you off in mid-sentence because we had to come back on the air. So I was telling him, you know, I really look at life differently now. And the whole thing with you and everybody at MediConnect, I'm in every day on everything that you guys are doing because I'm of age and it won't be long before I eventually decide to make the transition to Medicare. So T's being crossed, I's being dotted. And I'm up this morning covering this story in Venezuela and doing some other things. And I stumble upon the statistic, the life expectancy for a male is 75.6 years. And I'm thinking, boy, I'll be 69 end of this month. But then lo and behold, he comes through once again with flying colors and gives me hope. You told me.
Yeah, I mean, every 2 years we're required to do continuing education. And I did mine recently. And actually, if you make it to 65, the average male will live another 19 years. The average female will live another 20 years or 21 years. So making it to 65 really impacts that longevity.
So I can plan my trip to Alaska.
Go for it, bro. You will not be disappointed.
That beautiful.
Amazing. And you know what was the first night we were on the boat, because we took a cruise there for my in-law's 50th anniversary.
Oh, nice.
Is at 9 o'clock the sun went down and it was still light out. It was light out for 2 hours past when the sun went down. It was pretty wild. And then the inlets, the waterways, the mountain ranges, the wildlife.
Did you see any bears?
Did not see any live bears, no, but a lot of killer orcas, all of that. It was an incredible trip.
It's hard to believe, but that stuff still does exist. You think of it only in the movies, because you're driving down the parkway here and you see a deer or whatever, but that stuff is just a plane ride away.
Yes.
Pretty
yeah.
Cool. All right, now what we want you to do is to get into this week's show. He has a lot of stuff he wants to get to. The size and scope of Medicare, Part A. Basic stuff, the big picture of Medicare.
Yeah, so what we really want to focus on as we start a new year is we've always been about education, and it's been a little while since we've done an educational series. And that's what we're going to start today. And it's actually going to run through the month of January and February. We're going to look at Medicare from a very holistic view, Rob. We'll spend a segment or two on it every single show. So we're going to talk about Part A today. Then we're going to jump into Part B. What is Part C? We'll talk about Medicare supplements. Part D, how to people get assistance. We'll talk about ancillary benefits, enrollment periods, and then we'll talk about Medicare fraud. So we have a lot coming up over the next couple months. And again, the heart behind it is really what our heart is, which is to make Medicare simple. So hard to believe that Medicare now serves almost 70 million Americans, which is over 20% of our population. It's one of the largest federal healthcare programs. And despite the size and despite all the information on it, it is still frequently misunderstood. Many people today, Rob, just out doing seminars and talking to people, they often think that it's free healthcare, right? And Medicare is not free healthcare. Is it great healthcare for the price? Absolutely. I think there is, as much as people think it's free healthcare and that's a myth, I think there's an equal myth that, yeah, it's not great healthcare. It's actually really good healthcare for an affordable price.
Do you realize what you just said on the show after 5+ years, now heading into another year with the Inside Connection? It's so true. It's not free.
No.
But it's great healthcare for what you pay.
The value of Medicare is astounding. You know, I would love to see somehow, this isn't in my notes. I'm going to go down a little rabbit hole here. I think that they should align Medicare with the retirement age. If you can take Social Security at 62, you should be able to take Medicare at 62. It makes sense to me. I would lobby for that, you know, because I think one of the biggest things that's keeping people from retiring early is the need to have health care, right? So if there's some way that we could align that, it would be a positive thing for the people.
And I also think it would be a good thing for employers, too.
Yes. Well, yeah, because, you know, as we get older, we cost more, right? Even on a group policy or whatever, like there's costs associated with that. So today, like you said, we want to jump into Medicare Part A. What is Part A? If you have the red, white, and blue card, it says hospital on that red, white, and blue card, Rob. I always like to have people think of that as inpatient services. It's more than just a hospital stay. And we're going to get into this in a lot of detail in the next segment. But I want to address the cost thing because I just said it's not free, but Part A kind of is. All right. And why do I say kind of? So one of the taxes that we receive as working Americans is a Medicare tax. So every paycheck that someone works, they have to pay 1.45% of their wages towards Medicare. And then the employer has to match that. So basically every paycheck while you're working, you put 2.9% into the Part A fund. This doesn't go towards Part B, which is why I think people get confused and think it's free. I paid in through my paycheck. That amount that they're taking out of your paycheck, Rob, that only goes towards Part A. None of that goes towards Part B. That's a whole nother story that Sean's going to talk about next year. So, but as long as you work 40 quarters in your lifetime, 10 years, pay in to that Medicare tax, you get Part A at age 65 for no cost. Wow. So at that point in time, it's free to have. It's not free because you're technically paying for it during your working years. And maybe you're listening this morning and you're like, well, I've never worked. So you have to work or your marriage partner has to work. If you are married to someone who's worked 40 quarters and you have not, you're grandfathered in through them. But that's the big defining thing, Rob, as to whether you get Part A for free or not. Do you have 40 working quarters, 10 years in which you've paid the Medicare tax?
That simple.
It's that simple. It's that simple. Now, it's not very affordable if you don't get those quarters. What if you fall short, Rob?
Then what do you do?
So if you're between 30 and 39 quarters, you have to pay $311 a month for your Part A. $311 a month, that's a lot. If you have less than 30 working quarters, then you have to pay $565 a month for your Part A. So it's very, very important to get those working quarters to make sure you get Part A for free. And Rob, that's also why most people enroll in Part A at the age of 65, whether they're going to keep working or not. Because for most people, it's free to have. So they don't have to pay a monthly premium. So they're like, I'm going to enroll at 65, even if I'm going to keep working because it's free to have. Now, I do want to say, because I think this is really important, there is one time when you don't want to enroll in Medicare Part A or B at age 65. And we've talked about it on the show before, but I know people forget. That's if you have an HSA. If your provider, if your employer is providing you with health insurance that is through a health savings account,
right,
and you plan on keeping that policy and contributing to the HSA, you don't want to enroll in Medicare Part A or B at age 65, because once you do, they start taxing and penalizing you on those contributions.
All right, so why would I want to call your office now in January and set up an appointment?
Well, because there's a lot of caveats to that. I didn't even talk about, hey, if you have under 20 employees, there's other rules on whether you should get A or B. You know, there can be a penalty with A depending on how or when you sign up. It's not as prevalent or as often as with the Part B penalty. But again, I think the biggest reason people want to call our office at 64 when they're trying to figure this out is, for for some people, staying with their work coverage is the right decision if they're going to keep working. For a whole bunch of other people, it is better for them to go to Medicare. Kind of going back to what I said a minute ago, Rob, it's good insurance for the cost. So the biggest reason why they want to call our office, attend one of our seminars, watch one of our webinars, is because they want to know, should they do this or not? Should they make the leap to Medicare at 65, or should they keep their work insurance?
So I actually had the numbers run. I went to your office, and yep, Laura did a great job. I felt just, I was enamored by the skill set, putting it up on the grease board and breaking it down, pros and cons. So right now at this point, I kind of stay with Odyssey, and it works for me. But if you need clarity, that's why you should be called.
Well, and isn't that what you got?
Oh,
right?
Right there on the spot.
You were like, because you were like, I don't know if I should go to Medicare. I don't know if I should stay with my work coverage. That's the question a lot of people have.
I've been saying it for 2 years. I finally sat down with her. She gave me a half hour. I literally, it was like I was going over the plays of the upcoming game with the coach. And by the time it was done, I had a game plan and I knew exactly where I can be and where I'm headed. But as of right now, I need to stand pat.
Yeah. And I think it's really important to say this. Our goal when we meet to someone is not to get them to Medicare.
No.
Our goal is to, because same thing, we worked with Marty, right? We walked through him, with him, and it was better for him to stay with his current insurance. Our goal is to help you make the best decision for your health care, because what we know is if we do that, when the time is that you come ready to make the move, you're going to come back to us to get that great advice again.
Well, and here's the thing. You want to make sure that you have all your ducks in a row, especially if you're my age, soon to be 69 in just weeks, or even his age in his early 50s, something can go wrong. And it usually does the older you get. You want to make sure you have the best coverage possible.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, you know, and I'm not going to obviously name any names, there are people in this business who they will try to get you to go to Medicare sake.
They want their commission.
Because that's the only way they get paid. Right. And for us, it's not about that. It's about the education and the journey and the process and making sure that you come out on the right end of
and
things.
And your representatives aren't getting a commission.
No.
See, that's it. That's the big difference. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. When we come back, what Medicare Part A covers and key gaps. And that's coming up moments away. And again, don't forget seminars, webinar, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. They are free, but you have to reserve your space. All right, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll have the latest on this story that has been developing over the last half of the morning and early, really overnight as well, air attack on Venezuela. The Delta team went in and basically extracted the president, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife. They are now being held and they will be charged, according to Attorney General Pam Bondi. So much more throughout the day, including the president's press conference. We'll have it for you, CBS Radio News at 11 today, right here on KDKH or Pratt Pack. Back with more of the Inside Connection, MediConnect, Lance O'Brien in just a couple of moments.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back with Lance O'Brien. Before we get any further into the broadcast, and we're going to talk to Marlene in Latrobe in just a moment. Anybody else has any Medicare questions? Come on, give us a call, 866-391-1020. Let's run the seminars, webinar, all that other good stuff. Don't forget, these are free, but you got to register. You can do so at MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab or call 888-818-6334. Lance.
Yeah, so we started talking about Medicare Part A. In the last segment, we're going to pick that up. I know we got a caller, but I do want to get the seminars out really quick, the education opportunities. On January 13th, we're going to be at the Cranberry Public Library on Rochester Road, very familiar location for us. On the 20th, we're going to be at Monroeville Holiday Inn and Suites on Monroeville Boulevard. And then on the 27th, we're going to be at the Upper St. Clair Community and Rec Center. Again, those are three places, different quadrants of the city that we go regularly. Full education, an hour. Going to get a great foundation for your Medicare. And then we have our webinars relaunching this Wednesday at 11 and 6. Webinars every Wednesday at 11 and 6. You can go to MediConnectInsurance.com, go to the seminars tab to register there, or call 888-818-6334.
All right, let's talk to Marlene in Latrobe. Marlene, how can we help you? Good morning.
Good morning to you both. I appreciate you guys being on the air. You're very informative. What I want to know about, I have the Aetna premium, which used to be the gold.
Yep.
Now they're telling me that there's a chronic care value out there that I could be eligible for. I have heart failure, I have diabetes, and they're telling me that's two of the things that you have to have in order to qualify. Now, I did get the booklet from Aetna. But it is quite complicated.
Sure. Appreciate the call and listening. A couple things. First thing is the plan that you do have, it changed names, as you know. It is still a very good plan there with Aetna. The other plan that you're referring to is a CSNP, stands for Chronic Special Needs Plan.
Right.
And that plan generally really helps people that do have chronic illnesses, especially with their prescriptions. But one of the things you do want to check, and this is one of the things we help with. I mean, I know you got the booklet. If you want to review over the phone or in person, we're happy to do that. But you want to make sure that you're looking at the copay side by side. What's the hospitalization on my gold plan? What's the hospitalization on the CSNP plan? Make sure that we are doing a good back and forth because, again, CSNPs can be very helpful, but you have to look at the totality of what the plan is offering, not just the help for the chronic needs, if that makes sense.
Okay. See, last year I had, like, every 3 months I would get $75 towards groceries. Of course, they took that away. And then they used to pay the copay for my cardiologist. Of course, that's gone, too. And I didn't know whether this plan that they were mentioning about the care, chronic care, would cover something like that.
Yeah. So again, it's there's a lot of different copays between the two plans, the one you currently have and the C-SNP. We would be more than willing to kind of walk back and forth. The one thing I will say is a lot of the plans in general did draw back benefits this year. I think we're in a little bit of a reset, and some of those benefits that you mentioned will probably come back. But I think you're good to be questioning. I think you were really smart not to make a decision over the phone and ask for the booklet. Because again, sometimes on the phone, things can sound really good. But then when you actually view them side by side, it might not be the best decision.
And maybe the chronic care does not cover some of my doctors too. I have, you know, that's a big factor too.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Aetna, with their network, is pretty good across those. But yeah, I mean, if you have questions, if you really want to know for sure, I would give the office a call, 888-818-6334. There's no cost to have them review. There's going to be no pressure. They're going to just say, hey, this is what this is. They can come to the house if you want, and you'll be able to make a decision after you look at everything really, really clearly.
Well, you know, Lance, I called them 3 different times and I never called back.
I'm sorry to hear that, dear. If you call right now, the enrollment period, it's something I referenced at the beginning of the show today, right?
Yeah, we got overwhelmed.
You know, we last year in the enrollment period, just to give the audience, and I'm not making excuses again, we're trying to rectify everything, but last AEP, we took about 10,000 total calls. This past one, we took 53,000 calls. So it was, we got a little inundated, and we're working really hard to handle that. But if you give a call today, I'm pretty confident that you will get someone.
Yeah. 888-818-6334, Marlene. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. And let's just stress, and Sean did the exact same thing. Lauren did the exact same thing. These numbers were just staggering. And the reason so many people were coming to you is because reputation, you guys are the leader in this process in this region. And there's a few people that sadly did slip through the cracks, but you're kind of regrouping and basically following up as we speak.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, I never want to let anyone down. I mean, we want to make sure that we're serving as many people as humanly possible. And, you know, we ramped up, as I said earlier. And again, it wasn't a far and widespread issue,
no.
But anybody impacted, I care about, right?
You know, 1 or 10 doesn't matter.
It does, right? It matters that anybody was impacted. So we appreciate the patience, and we're working on getting to everybody that we can.
All right, here's Ed and Cecil for Lance O'Brien. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had a general question for you. I'm trying to get the birthday rule instituted in this state. I'm going through my state representative. What do you think of that as far as getting that in Pennsylvania?
You mean in relation to the Medicare supplements?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, so I know some people don't like it. I mean, because it can have an impact on premiums of supplements. But some states, it's working good. It really depends on the state regulators. But, I mean, I think that we're going to see a little bit of a shift more to supplements. I don't think it's a bad thing, Ed. It just depends on how the state manages it, because it could have an impact based on premium costs for supplements.
Right. Okay. All right. Thanks for your input. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
All right. Let's kind of get back to some of the things we wanted to hit on here in part 3, from hospital deductibles to skilled nursing and more. Go ahead.
Yeah. Before we do that real quick, I just want to encourage anybody like Marlene that called in, if you missed us or if you have questions based on listening, just keep reaching out. We're going to get you taken care of. We're in the OEP. You do have an SEP as well. But in the last segment, we started talking about what does Medicare Part A cost. And for most people, it is free. As long as you have that 40 working quarters, you don't pay a monthly premium. So most people enroll at age 65 unless they have an HSA. So what does it cover, Rob? Because I said earlier, we don't want you to think of it just as hospital. We want you to think of it as inpatient services. So it does cover an inpatient hospital stay. That is one of the things it covers. It covers inpatient in a skilled nursing facility, not a nursing home. Going to say that again, not a nursing home. Medicare does not cover nursing home care at all. It covers skilled nursing, meaning I have hip replacement. I need 24/7 rehab after I get discharged because I'm not ready to go home. And I get sent to a Concordia or a Manor Care or somewhere that provides that 24/7 rehab. That's what we're talking about. So if you get admitted into a skilled nursing facility, it covers home health care and hospice. And this is one of the things that I really want to drive home. Medicare Part A, for most people, is free to have, right? Get those working quarters. It is not free to use. It actually can be very expensive if all you have is Medicare Part A. Let me give you an example. Rob, you're admitted into the hospital, and all you have is a red, white, and blue card. You don't have an advantage plan. You don't have a supplement. You don't have anything to come behind that the Medicare coverage of Part A. You're going to pay a deductible for the first 60 days that you're in the hospital of $1,736. So that's a little bit of money, right? If you have a prolonged hospital stay and you get to day 61, $434 a day from day 61 to 90. Once you get to day 91, it is $868 a day. So it's free to have, but it's not free to use it, and it can get very expensive because one of the problems with Part A, Rob, is there's no maximum out-of-pocket.
So if I'm somebody with that card right now listening, I better call MediConnect just to kind of reiterate what I need just in case I happen to hit that 61st.
You want to make sure that you have a secondary coverage.
Ooh.
Because Medicare itself, it's a foundation for your health care, but it's not a wall. It doesn't have walls and it doesn't have a roof. That's what the Advantage plan or the supplement and the drug plan and those things are for, which is to give you protection so that you don't run through your retirement savings. If you go into skilled nursing, Rob, first 20 days is free. They cover the first 20 days.
But then
once you get to day 21, it's about $215 a day for the next 80 days.
Whenever you hear the first such and such day or days, that's when your ears should perk up because there's going to be a price to pay once you get to the bridge on the other side and you're still there and those first 21 days, first 60 days have run their course. All right, 888-818-6334. What are we going to do in the final segment?
Final segment, I'm just going to plug the seminars. What are they for? We're in a new year. People are turning 65 this year. I want them to understand. And I do want to talk a little bit about the impact of the ACA subsidies being eliminated.
All right. 888-818-6334. Their number, our number, if you have a question, 866-391-1020.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right. We are back with Lance, and we have another call for him. It's Joe in the South Hills. So let's get Joe on the line here right now and get some of his thoughts on what he needs answered in the way of Medicare. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, hi, Lance, I think I called in with this information a few months ago, and I still can't believe that anyone would choose Medicare, especially, I won't name my Advantage plan, but it is so good. The first week, I think, is about $140 or $50 a day, and then that's it. You're good for the rest of the year. No other payments are involved. And it does have, in my case, a $6,000 spending limit. So you can't, no matter how bad it gets, you know, you're never going to get in beyond that. Why anyone would choose Medicare, just for the part you described, is bad enough, but it also will kick you out after, you know, 90 days, and you have to stay home 30 days before you can even come back in. And then eventually, if you use that too many times, they'll kick you out for life.
Yeah.
And also, it costs $1,000 a day when you get way up there if you're paying on your own. I can't imagine anybody choosing regular Medicare. Mine is just, I've got a spending limit and a very reasonable hospital coverage. So, you know, I just thought, I know there's other factors, drugs, and but I can't imagine it going beyond that where we compensate for that kind of difference. That's just my opinion. So
no, and I appreciate the call. And I want to address this really quick because I think there's a lot of myth warriors out there. And this is what I mean. There's a lot of people out there that say you should only do a supplement.
You should never do an advantage plan, because if you do an advantage plan, then you're leaving original Medicare, and then you're going to never be able to get approved for services, and there's going to be all these things that happen. And again, the reason I explain it that way is we don't push Medicare Advantage over supplement. We don't push supplement over advantage plan. For some people, if they have original Medicare and they want to get a supplement and that comprehensive coverage, that's a great thing for them. But there's some people, truthfully, that can't afford the premium that comes with a supplement if it's $150 or $200. And for someone to say, just stay on original Medicare, which I know you're not advocating for, Joe, but for someone to say, just stay on original Medicare, listen, that's so dangerous for them from a financial standpoint, where for a zero premium, they can at least get some coverage. Yes, will they have with some additional coverage, will they still potentially have to get prior authorization and other things? Yes, they will, but they need that secondary coverage. In my opinion, the biggest mistake anyone could make when it comes to their Medicare is having no secondary coverage. An Advantage plan is better than straight Medicare. A supplement is better than just having original Medicare. You need to have something to support your original Medicare.
To me, it looks like it's just no comparison whatsoever. But like I say, I'm probably overlooking some factors. But I can't imagine. Imagine being kicked out of the hospital after X number of days. They won't even take your money. Like when you're at the $800 a day rate, after a while they'll say, just go home and stay there for 30 days before you can check back in. And then it starts all over, I think, with 800, whatever those figures are you said. And then finally, if you do that too often, they won't even let you into the hospital at all. And that could be a tough spot for an older person with fixed income or no income. You know, so my Advantage plan is simple, it's efficient, it's just no comparison from what I can see. Okay, thank you very much.
Appreciate the call, Joe. And again, just to reiterate what he's saying is, you know, our whole goal is to get people the best coverage that they can afford in a monthly premium and a copay system, right? Because people are living on fixed incomes, right? And it's as simple as that. It's really no more complicated. We want to explain to you exactly how a supplement works, what the pros and cons are, some of the stuff we do at our seminars, Rob, right? We want to explain to you exactly what an Advantage plan is, what the pros and cons are. We want you to understand them so clearly that you have a lot of confidence in your choice.
And again, long term, if you need it, we want to make sure that you're covered after that so-called first few days or first days run out, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. People should have clarity in their coverage so much so that they're confident using it. I think the worst thing that can happen to a senior is not having confidence in their coverage and saying, I'm not going to go. Because at the end of the day, we need our health, right? We need our health.
See, everybody, a lot of people, and I've done it in my younger days, not so much now, but you're out there, even if you have health insurance, you really don't know what you're covered for.
Right.
And this way, you're with MediConnect, it's mapped out. You know exactly throughout the year, A, B, C, and D, what you are covered for, and that's worth its weight in gold.
For sure. And you know what the average person knows about their health care?
Their premium.
What they pay for and what the copay is for the primary care and the specials, because those are the two things they use most often. And again, that's why when we sit with someone, we actually go down through the whole summary of benefits. This is what it would be if you went to get blood work. This is what an MRI would be. This is what an x-ray would be. We go through the coverage so that they have an understanding of what they should expect.
Well, like colonoscopies, things of that nature. You want to know up front these routine examinations, what you're going to be paying for. And a lot of people don't think about it, but that adds up.
People don't worry about what they're going to pay until they have to go use it. And if they're not sure, they're not going to use it. And to me, that just can't happen.
Nope, and it doesn't when you deal with MediConnect. 888-818-6334. Final few minutes, all yours, Lance.
Yeah, so just want to encourage this. We are in a new year. Maybe you're turning 65 this year, or you're past 65. You're getting ready to retire. You really haven't dove yet into Medicare education. You've been putting it off because you're like, well, I don't really need to think about it. We always say you want to start 12 months in advance, because it's going to help you build a timeline, know if you should sign up, not sign up, what the cost could be for your Medicare, because sometimes people pay more for Part B, which Sean's going to get into next week. But we want to be able to help you build that timeline and that budget. So if you're new to Medicare,
turning 65 this year or retiring. January 13th at 6 o'clock, we're going to be at the Cranberry Public Library on Rochester Road in Cranberry. On the 20th at 6 p.m., we're going to be at Monroeville Holiday Inn and Suites on Monroeville Boulevard. And then on the 27th at 6, we're going to be at Upper St. Clair Community and Rec Center. If none of those locations are close to you, we encourage you to go to MediConnect website. You can find all the upcoming seminars or attend one of our webinars. Every Wednesday, we have a webinar at 11 and at 6 p.m.
All right, I want to give this information. I just saw it on the Trib Live app. Parkway East outbound lanes closed following a serious accident. All outbound lanes are closed on the Parkway East due to a serious accident Saturday morning that happened near the Greenfield Bridge. The outbound lanes of I-376 are closed between the on-ramp of the Bates Street and the Oakland interchange of the Squirrel Hill Tunnel. This according to the Pennsylvania Department Transportation. Emergency crews are on the scene, and dispatchers say that one person was taken to the hospital, and drivers are asked to find an alternate route as it is unclear how long the lanes will be closed. Again, this just breaking moments ago, Parkway East outbound lanes closed following a serious accident. So it happened near the Greenfield Bridge, and they're asking drivers to find alternate routes, and we'll have more on that coming up throughout the day. Rob Taylor, and also the president will have that press conference at 11 from Mar-a-Lago talking about the strike on Venezuela and the extraction and the arrest. They are now in New York, and they will be indicted, the president, Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela, and his wife. So lots of things happening in the news locally and internationally and right here in our country, and we'll keep you abreast of it all. CBS Radio News and KDKA. All right, let's hit the seminars one more time.
Yeah, so again, January 13th at 6 o'clock, we'll be at the Cranberry Public Library on 2525 Rochester Road. In Cranberry, on the 20th at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Monroeville Holiday Inn and Suites on 3936 Monroeville Boulevard in Monroeville. And then on the 27th at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Upper St. Clair Community and Rec Center on 1551 Mayview Road in Pittsburgh again. New to Medicare, next 12 months, it's worth the hour of your time. You're going to learn about Part A, Part B, enrollment periods, how to compare group coverage to Medicare. We're going to talk about what's good about a supplement, what are the pros and cons, what about an Advantage plan, what are the pros and cons, Part D coverage. We're going to walk you through all of that to give you a good base for your retirement healthcare.
Listen, I know a lot of you, and I've been going through this since I turned 65 a handful of years ago. You're right now thinking in the calendar year, you just turned 65 to begin the new year. What do I do? What do I do? What you should do before you do anything, 888-818-6334. Set up an appointment, never charge for their services. They'll give you the pros and cons of what you have as opposed to your company benefits and what Medicare can do for you. So this is the best advice I can give everyone, Lance. If you are going to be 65, you just turned 65 and you're wondering what the best course is, you want to work a little bit longer, call right now and set up an appointment.
Yep. Set up the appointment, attend the webinar. Any of the avenues work, because I know everybody likes to process information, but you won't be sorry that you did. You're going to get that incredible base. We have an amazing team, not just of agents, but our client experience department that's going to walk through you through the beginning of the journey and all the way for as long as you have your Medicare.
Listen, I got to tell you, if you thought we had problems with you out of the lineup, how about our Steelers without DK Metcalf? Look, you gave me some good news earlier. You said if I got to 65, I could maybe go to 84, 85 years of age, life expectancy. Do we have any life at all in this football team to defeat the Baltimore Ravens and win the AFC North Conference title? We are a 3.5-point underdog Sunday Night Football, AccuShore Stadium tomorrow night.
Obviously, we always have a chance, right? You know, they were playing very good before they had some good wins. I'm not particularly optimistic if you're asking me for an honest opinion. But they play Lamar well. The defense has been stopping the run fairly decent. So there's a chance. It's just I don't know that they're going to be able to score enough points.
Maybe Gainwell, who now has been voted the Steelers MVP, maybe he can continue to gain well because he has been really a pleasant surprise.
He has. Yeah, I mean, he was a good back in Philly. He just didn't get utilized enough with Saquon there and stuff. So we'll see.
All right. Hey, it's great seeing you. Many blessings. You're a champ, and we're so happy you're back. We really missed you, and we were concerned. So our prayers are answered. You're healthy.
It was a rough month for sure. Glad I got answers. Glad I got a great solution. Ready to get back to doing what I love doing, which is helping people.
All right, stay tuned. News coming up next, and then the True Value Home Improvement Show.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.